track called Bury Me. It's from Gravity. Came out on Watermelon Records from Austin, Texas, 1992. It's 11:33. I'm Chris DeRitas. This is Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. Alejandro Escovedo and band are in town for a performance tonight at Jack's Sugar Shack in Los Angeles. They'll be going on sometime after 9 o'clock, something like that. They've just actually driven up from San Diego.
Yeah, we were in San Diego last night.
Last night, and yeah. Well, we're getting a little bit there. I've got your mic a little too hot. I have to explain for the audience that not only did you just get here, but we are forced to bring the band into the master control studio where we produce the show out of, instead of using the performance studio, because of a water main that broke last night and spilled into the performance studio. So it's drying out, and they've got the rugs up, and we're all in one room. So we're just inches away from each other, and trying to make do with what we've got. So we're handicapped in a few different ways, but sometimes,
it's a lot more room than we have in the van, so it's
yeah. Pretty That's true. Yeah. This is... the song that we just heard is from the first solo project on Watermelon Records. There's a newer project that's just come out. It's called 13 Years. Right. And on it, you explore some areas that you broke ground with on Gravity, and right. That is kind of diversifying the lineup.
Right, using more strings than we used on Gravity. We used to use a synthesizer. Actually, a lot of that is synthesizer on the Gravity album. And then we... once I started playing with John Hagen, who plays with Lyle Lovett, played cello on the Gravity album, and we talked a lot about doing a performance with just strings, and finally got around to it. John couldn't make the gig, but Frank could, so I haven't gone back to the keyboard since then.
Well, it's wild, because you started out in San Francisco as a punk musician, but that really grew out of your work as a filmmaker, I understand.
Right.
You were a filmmaker first, and
yeah, I really wasn't a musician, more of just a punk, I think, more than anything. But I was trying to make this movie, and the movie called for a band, and the band was the worst band in the world, and we figured since we didn't know how to play, we could fill that role.
I see. Uh-huh. That kind of makes it easy for you to start a band,
sure,
because nobody's expecting much from you. But what, you just had so much fun you couldn't put it down, or what?
Yeah, it became this band called the Nuns, and we played in San Francisco for a couple of years.
Then it was on to another San Francisco sort of...
Well, I moved to New York at that point in 78 and played with Judy Nylon out there. And then Chip and Tony broke up the Dills. And Chip came out there and we formed Rank and File.
In San Francisco?
In New York.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then once we picked up Tony in Portland, Oregon, went back to Manhattan, lost our rhythm section, and then moved to Austin.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And you've been there ever since.
Right.
What are you finding in Austin that you couldn't find elsewhere?
Well, especially Manhattan. I mean, we really wanted to go learn more about country music. So we had people like Billy Joe Shaver, who were playing, in just local bars, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock. You had shows like Austin City Limits, where we can go see Ernest Tubb and Merle Haggard and all
right.
these people. So... it was wonderful, And there was a place called the Alamo Lounge where we started doing acoustic shows. And that's actually the first place I ever sang in public, really.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't do any of that in San Francisco or in New York?
No, I didn't. No, I just played guitar in bands.
Wow.
Yeah.
It makes sense then, I guess, to see how you've sort of diversified. Being in Austin, which is a rich musical environment, and you get to experiment with lots of different things.
Right.
I'm looking forward to a couple weeks. I'm going to be back in Austin for South by Southwest.
Oh, good.
That's always a good experience. Yeah. Will you guys be home at that point?
Yeah, we're going to play on the 20th. We always close out the South by Southwest Festival on Sunday. So we'll be at La Zona Rosa again.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I wonder if, just for the benefit of our engineer, if we should play an album track first to allow to get a good sound check for the studio here.
Okay.
I was thinking about She Towers Above.
That's great.
Sound good?
Yeah.
This is from the brand new release by Alejandro Escovedo. It's called 13 Years. It's on Watermelon Records. We'll be hearing a live performance from... Oops. We'll be hearing a live performance from Alejandro Escovedo momentarily. Alejandro Escovedo and band from the album 13 Years, new on Watermelon Records. That's She Towers Above. The band is appearing tonight at Jack's Sugar Shack in Los Angeles, and we're happy to have Alejandro Escovedo. And I guess this is a... Is this a whole band? No, we don't have a drummer here. We don't have...
guitar player.
Well, yeah. We've got a sort of broken down version of the band in the studio. Reduced version. Yeah. Maybe I should say that. a reminder to the audience that... atypically, we've got the band in one room with us here at KCRW. The main big performance studio, or larger, I should say, larger performance studio, is out of commission this morning because of a water main break that is causing us to dry out the carpets in the next studio. So we're making do here. We've got Alejandro on guitar and vocals, Susan Bells on violin, Ray, is it Tiven?
Mm-hmm. Amy Tiven, yeah.
Amy, why did, what is this Ray? I don't get that. Okay.
Ray is fine.
Is that your alias? Amy Tiven, sorry about that. I mean, you obviously don't look like it. Frank Cameradiner on cello and Stephen Bellans on tambourines. I guess I'm getting this pretty close, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and try it out here. We're working under extreme conditions. We're just going to let you guys fly. Alejandro Escovedo and band live on KCRW.
If you found me lost on your porch one night, you'd take me in and hold me tight and wrap a dream around my head. In case I tumble out of bed, just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time.
Just one more time.
just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time.
Alejandro Escovedo, live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Song, one more time. You can actually find this on the release Gravity, put out on Watermelon Records from Texas, 1992. Alejandro Escovedo and band, he's joined by Ray Tiven, violin, Amy Tiven, violin. I gotta make a note of this. We're gonna call you Ray from now on. Susan Vells, violin, Frank Kammerdiener, cello, and Stephen Bellens, timbrines. This is just part of the band that's going to be appearing tonight at Jack's Sugar Shack in Los Angeles. And Alejandro, this instrumentation, as you already pointed out, that being around Austin had a lot to do with the diversification of your music and things. But I understand you come from a fairly musical family.
Well, my brother Coke was a percussionist with Santana. He also played, him and my brother Pete had a band called the Escovedo Brothers, and they also had a band called Azteca in the 70s that was on CBS, and my niece Sheila is a percussionist. My nephew Juan is a percussionist. My nephew Pito is also a percussionist. My brother Javier has a band called Sacred Hearts here in LA. And my youngest brother, Mario, has a band called The Dragons in San Diego.
Wow. It's more than I thought, actually. And you're older than I thought, too. I mean, you look very young.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Especially at this hour.
I really thought you were in your 30s, and you're actually in your early 40s.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
43.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm not sure why that's so fantastic, but... I guess because you're really holding on to a youthful look, that's sure. But, the audience can check you out tonight. So, yeah, he does look a little younger.
They're all gonna, doesn't look a day over 43 or something.
Yeah. This next piece is actually from the new album, right? This is from the new album, which is called 13 Years, also on Watermelon Records. And it's a track called Baby's Got New Plans, right?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Sure.
That's just how it stands. And everything that comes of it will linger on their hands. Live within their shadows, a shadow within.
how it lands, and all that they will make of it will slip between their hands and settle inside the places where flesh makes its demands. And they played like a grand mistake. That's just how it lands, baby. That you wish, baby. That you plan, take it home. Was all it took to burn away the flame, cast a shadow on everything that came before that day, wrapped them in a memory from which they can't escape, and they lay like forgotten. But that's just how they lay, baby. Got you, man. That's just where she stands. Baby, got you, man. To take it home. Baby, got you, man. To take it home. Baby, got you, man.
Escovedo and Band live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. That's a song that you'll find on the new release from Watermelon Records. It's called 13 Years. Just been out a couple of months, a few months now. Alejandro Escovedo is appearing tonight at Jack's Sugar Shack, 8751 West Pico in Los Angeles. It's tonight starting up about 9:30. Alejandro, well, we mentioned already the work with Rank and File, True Believers. I understand they're reissuing True Believers' work on Ryko Disc.
Right. Both albums on one CD.
Both albums on one CD. When's that coming out?
The first of the month. First of April, I believe.
First of April.
Yeah.
That's good. Fans of True Believers can get a good sound on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've worked with a large jazz orchestra that you've put together in Austin, and now with this sort of chamber folk setting, you gonna stick with this for a while, or what's next?
No, I think I'm gonna stick with this. The only thing I'd like to have a pedal steel player in the band.
That would be very nice. Yeah.
We use one when we play in Austin. We'll be having the string section, two drummers, electric guitar, bass, two or three piece horn section, and pedal steel player for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be a nice combination.
Yeah, it's a great combination. It's a great sound.
Unfortunately, you won't have the pedal steel tonight, though.
No, I will not.
Yeah. Okay.
Haven't found the right guy yet.
All right. Well, we're going to go out with one from the album because we have to, just because of the nature of closing this show,
sure.
We can't do a live one without ruining that tape. So
okay.
We're going to go out with the lead-off pieces on the album.
All right.
I want to thank all of you for coming in and rushing to get here this morning.
Sorry we were late.
Hey, no, you dealt with some really unusual circumstances, being that our main studio is down this morning. So also want to thank Theo Mondel, our engineer, for scrambling to get it together here for the smaller studio. Alejandro Escovedo, thanks again.
Thank you.
From the album 13 Years on KCRW.